FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
What do you want from me? I'm not a merry but sweet
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
How do you say that in German? Back up, you creep. Get away from me. That's probably what Angela Merkel said to Donald Trump. You think?
What? I think. Well, we need to know what color the starbursts were, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Red and
good
yellow.
Point.
Right?
They've got to be red and yellow.
If there were if they were the yellow or the orange ones, I'd be pretty offended. So, you never know.
Wait, you like the orange and the yellow, Annie, or
no,
you don't like them?
No. Red and pink all the way. My husband likes the yellow and the orange ones. It's like a match.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fess up to something. I got in a conversation with my 10-year-old, and sometimes this is never a good place to go. But she offered me a Starburst, and she offered me a green one because she wanted the red one. And I said they all, not a Starburst, a Skittle.
Yeah.
She said they all taste, the same.
No, they don't.
She said they don't.
No, they don't. They each have a certain flavor. I mean, when you eat them in a handful, they kind of all blend together. But each one individually, completely different.
So don't tell Ginger that I was wrong, because I told her it doesn't matter what color the shell is. It's like eating peanut M&M.
Oh, no, very different.
Okay.
Totally different. Yeah.
All right, moving along. What did you think of Melania's coat? Did you think that was fashionable?
I'm not the best person to ask when it comes to high fashion. I kind of feel like I dress like a Sunday school teacher. But I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand why she wore that coat. It's a dog whistle for this news media. And I just, you know, when we saw that initially, when the story came across my computer screen, I just was kind of like, really? I don't know. I don't know if that's really the best decision that could have been made. Mm-hmm. And I do think it is possible that they didn't think it through very well. But at this point, you got to be thinking it through. I also don't think in the grand scheme of anything that it really does matter. I don't care what she wears. I don't ever know what she's wearing until some news media writes a big article about it, and then I find out all about it. And I've never heard anybody write, you know, none of the mainstream news media writes anything positive about what a high fashion model who is now our first lady, who is stunning in anything she wears. I mean, like, I feel like if I wore that jacket in the Walmart, I'd be on like peopleofwalmart.com by the end of the day. But if Melania wears it, somehow it's fashion. I don't get it, but I don't need to get it. That's not the point of what we're doing here.
But if she had worn, my point earlier was, maybe the timing wasn't perfect because they had to think through the fact that the media would completely misinterpreted. Even if it was aimed at the media, they would misinterpret it. But if she had worn a $5,000 designer jacket, they would have criticized her for that. This one apparently costs like $39.
Yeah, I saw like the Zara is where it came from. Like, I've heard of that. Like, I could buy clothes from there. It's not like something that's unattainable for the average person, which maybe was the point. But I mean, it still is. If you're going to think about putting something on and think, I don't know, the media might misinterpret that. What the heck don't they misinterpret? They misinterpret the important things.
Thank you.
So, of course, they're going to take a swipe at Melania because that's what they do. That's their business now. And it's frustrating. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it was maybe the best choice, but I also don't care. I still think Melania is fantastic. I still love this president, and they can spend the next, 48 hours just losing their minds over a jacket that somebody wore, while these children that they cared so deeply about 48 hours ago they're not the main story anymore because it's not the big poker chip that they thought it was going to be.
So, Annie, basically what you're saying is I don't care. Do you?
I do not care.
Thank you. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
You know,
one of the snarkiest journalists on television these days, and I can honestly remember when I used to watch her and really think she did a good job, but she's turned into the next Andrew Cuomo of CNN, and that's Erin Burnett. Go to cut 28 for me, if you don't mind there, Katie.
I mean, it just to make it clear here, it's 85 degrees. No one else is wearing a jacket. Okay, so she wasn't wearing it because she was cold. And even if she was, let's be clear, forget her resume, that she's a fashion model known for her sense of style. Her own press person, Stephanie Grisham, has said, Mrs. Trump wears what she likes and what is appropriate for the occasion. This was not appropriate.
Because Aaron is now picking and choosing what's appropriate. I don't know. I had to bring that up because it wouldn't have mattered what she wore. They would have found some reason to complain about it. On the bigger issue, Annie, of what's happened at the border, this revelation, you know, that the president has done an executive order and he's done an about face and he crumbled to the pressures, how the left's playing it. I think they're overplaying their hand there because he's dumb like a fox. And what he did here was he'll continue implementing zero tolerance. He'll just jail the children with the parents. I think that's what's going to happen here. But the reason I bring this whole thing up is I found evidence that it's working. Way down at the border of Guatemala in southern Mexico, where they have a wall, by the way, because I watched the story. Listen to this report real quick. Whoops. Let's see. Hold on. Yep, that was operator error. Here we go.
We visited a shelter to talk to families about the news coming from the U.S.-Mexico border. Many were already aware, had seen videos, had seen images of families being separated. One mother noted the audio that was heard of children crying and asking for their parents. And they said that was enough to sort of bring their plans to a halt for now. The goal for many of them is still to try to make it to the United States. But when they heard about the child separation, they said it very much does deter them.
But it's working.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about this quite a bit, you know, this week on my show. And the thing that I keep trying to get to the bottom of is, what is the problem at the border? Because when you ask Democrats, they'll say the problem is that President Trump, like, you'd think he was down there personally separating parents from their children as they illegally come into our country. They think that's the problem. The problem is that they had a way to get here in the first place. The problem is that these families, and in many ways, are being politically coached to come here. They're being told what to say, how to say it, what to do. And you do have children who are being brought here with people who aren't their caretakers. You have children who are coming here on their own without any caretakers whatsoever. The problem is that they're getting into the country, and now we have this massive issue on our hands. And I challenge anybody who's talking to a Democrat who wants to really push hard on this, you know, President Trump is the worst person ever because he's separating people at the border, say, you know what, I think, at least in my opinion, it's not terrible that we're going to keep the families together. I don't think that was the worst move on the president's part. Let's keep these families together, but let's keep them together so that we can process them and return them
Thank you.
To where they're coming from as soon as we possibly can. But if you ask that to a Democrat, if you say, okay, you're right, you're absolutely 100% right here, we shouldn't be separating families, but what should we do after they get here, how should we react to it? And they won't even necessarily give you an answer. The thing is that they want them to be able to be released into the country. They don't want any rules. They don't want any structure that prevents people from coming here because they're relying on those people. They're trying to get them a pathway to citizenship, and they want their votes. It's all politics.
That's true. But there's evidence the American people are starting to see through that. There's a Rasmussen poll out today. It was taken June 19th and 20th, so 2 days ago, that says the majority of Americans blame illegal immigrant parents for the child crisis on the border. And more importantly, 54% of voting Americans agree with President Trump's assertion that the United States will not become a migrant camp and will not be a refugee holding facility. 54% of the voters agree with the president's approach to border security. The Democrats need to be careful here.
That's a really strong statistic. And the thing that I like about it, I've heard a lot of Democrats are saying that, you know, the president took a major blow this week. Had people call into my show and say that as well. And, you know, I think President Trump saw the separation of families as a single battle in a much larger, much more important war over protecting our country at the southern border. And I think that he wasn't willing to keep children on the table in this capacity in order to win a perceived political fight. It wasn't worth it to him, and he adjusted. And you would think that a lot of these people who give him criticism from being so adherent to his own policies and promises and not being able to, you know, bend a little bit for the American people, he did that this week, and he did it in a sensible way. It may not have been the way he wanted, but it's the what he had to do, which is what a president is supposed to do. They're supposed to make wise decisions while they're being influxed with information 24 hours a day. And the president adjusted, but without softening the border and without taking the pressure off of Congress to do something about it. Because the real problem is these folks who are coming here who have been incentivized by lax Democrats for quite some time to come here and live off the land because yeah. it's somehow politically advantageous to these Democrats, and he's not standing for it.
Yep, very true. And it looks to me like the polls are reflecting support, although, you know, I mean, I think of Rasmussen as a pretty it's certainly not, I don't think it leans right or left. Some people might argue with that, but there's certainly more biased polls out there. Let me play something for you. I want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday.
When I went to school, the smart kids either went to medicine or the law. The smartest are the ones who went into law because they made the laws that have essentially taxed and stolen the income of the doctors and ends up in the legal profession.
To Charles Krauthammer, who had some of the most insightful things to say through the years. And Andy, back in 1985, when I was still in college and before most of you were around here in the studio and on the line with me, Charles Krauthammer coined the phrase Reagan Doctrine, the Reagan mm-hmm. Doctrine. And when I went back and read that again, what he was talking about was how Reagan had gone in as an America First president and had managed to coerce a house full of Democrats to vote in favor of anti-communist, supporting anti-communist movements in various countries around the world, because Reagan identified the enemy and he went after it and he convinced people. I think we're on the verge of a Trump doctrine here myself.
Oh, that would, I'm waiting for that to happen, but yes. America is waiting for something like that to happen. And Charles Krauthammer, he never said this, but when he was speaking, I felt like it was a sit down and shut up and listen type of a moment. To watch him on Brett Baier all the time and listen to his insight, he was always fair, he was always objective, and his contributions on Fox News have been missed since he has not been there, but he truly was a great thinker and a great contributor to Fox. I know that they will miss him. We will miss him. The conservative movement will miss him. But if we could get that out of this president, I would just absolutely love to see something get done in Washington, right. D.C. of this magnitude with some support from both sides. Because it's about time. The country needs it. The border needs it. The immigrants need it so that they can stop coming here and have their families be, you know, potentially separated right. or be turned back around. It's what this country needs, and we're in an election year, so everybody gets a chance to lean in, see what your representative is doing. Make sure you talk to your representative. Make sure you communicate with them what you expect of them, because remember, they work for you.
Yep, got to run. Annie Fry, thank you so much. The Annie Fry Show today, weekdays noon to 3. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Hey, Fox is doing a special on Krauthammer tonight at 8 p.m. Central.